With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Investigation continuing into the assassination of Charlie Kirk.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox tells NBC's Meet the Press that the 22-year-old man accused of killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk appears to have become radicalized after dropping out of Utah State University in 2021.
Clearly, there was a lot of gaming going on. Friends that have confirmed that there was kind of that deep, dark internet, the Reddit culture, and these other dark places of the internet where this person was going deep.
And Cox describes suspect Tyler Robinson as having a leftist ideology, although he was raised by a conservative Mormon family. I'm Donna Warder.
Well, meanwhile, students who witnessed Kirk's assassination at Utah Valley University are dealing with trauma and grief at a makeshift memorial on campus. Police have been leaving flowers and teddy bears. The school says there will be increased security when classes resume on the 17th. Boeing is facing a fine of millions of dollars. Mike Hempen explains.
The FAA's proposed fine of $3.1 million against Boeing is for safety violations that occurred from September 2023 through February 2024. They include one related to a jetliner losing a door plug panel on its fuselage in mid-flight. The FAA says it has identified hundreds of quality system violations at the 737 factories of Boeing and its subcontractor Spirit AeroSystems. Boeing says it's reviewing the proposed penalty. The company put in place a safety and quality plan last year under FAA oversight. I'm Mike Hempen.
And Wall Street's coming off its best week in the last five. This is SRN News. Young people just don't care, apparently, about marriage or children.
A new poll from NBC and SurveyMonkey asks Generation Z, teens and 20-somethings, what it means to be successful. The number one item is a good job. Number two is enough money to do what you want. And number three is similar, financial independence. Amongst young men, being married and having kids is in the 7th and 8th places on their success list. On the women's list, they are 10th and 11th. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hong Kong lawmakers rejecting a bill that would have granted recognition to same-sex partnerships in that city in a major setback to the LGBT movement. Legislation, which stopped just short of formally legalizing gay marriage, stemmed from one of the recent Hong Kong court rulings that pushed the government to offer more accommodations to LGBT people. This is SRN News. Vaccinations underway in southern Congo for the Ebola virus. More on that story from correspondent Julie Walker.
The World Health Organization starts vaccinations amidst an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. So far, at least 16 people have died, and another 68 are suspected of having it, according to the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The WHO says only 400 doses of the vaccine have been dispatched, with the rest to be delivered later. The operation faces challenges due to limited access and scarce funds, but 45,000 additional vaccines have been approved. The latest Ebola outbreak is Congo's 16th since 1976. Meanwhile, the latest CDC update on Ebola in the U.S. reports the last case was in 2014. I'm Julie Walker.
And more details at srnnews.com.